98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The streets in downtown Oshkosh would have been lined with revelers and filled with marching bands and floats tomorrow night. However, the downtown Oshkosh Business District announced Tuesday that the Oshkosh Christmas Parade is canceled due to the dangerously cold weather conditions forecasted for parade day. A press release said that the parade will not be rescheduled. Instead, it encouraged people to visit the downtown businesses that will be open despite the cold and to join in the December 13th Reindeer on the Square event. According to the Weather Channel, tonight's low will drop below zero in Oshkosh, and the temperature will not rise above 10 degrees on Thursday. Two Oshkosh Common Council members announced that they will not seek re-election in April. DJ Nichols and Jacob Flohm both made their announcements in Facebook posts on Tuesday morning. Flohm and Nichols joined the Common Council in April of 2024, along with Chris Larson, who has since resigned. All three were newcomers to the council. In his Facebook post, Nichols said that the demands of his full-time job do not allow him to give Oshkosh the commitment it deserves. In his 2 years with the Oshkosh Common Council, Nichols has been transparent about his votes, motivations, and the workings of city government through extraordinarily detailed and thorough posts on his social media pages. He also penned several opinion pieces for the Oshkosh Northwestern addressing the thought processes and the why for many of the city council's actions and votes. Flohm is also known for his transparency about Common Council matters on his social media pages. In a press release announcing his intention not to run, Flohm, who recently got married, said he is prioritizing his new family and preparing for the future ahead. Meanwhile, two candidates have come forward saying that they will run for Common Council in April. Jacob Amos, who was recently appointed to fill the seat vacated by Chris Larson's resignation, and Alec Lefebvre, who was one of the 14 people who applied to fill the remainder of that term, has also indicated that he is running. Former Common Council member Paul Esslinger posted on Facebook recently that he is considering running again. Democrat Mandela Barnes has thrown his hat into the ring for Wisconsin governor. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
In an announcement video, he took aim at federal politics and the economy.
Seems like the harder you work, the more Washington looks the other way. Lower taxes for billionaires, higher prices for working people.
Affordability has been a huge focus for Democrats in this race so far.
The only way for our state to move forward is to reject the Washington way and get things done the Wisconsin way. It isn't about left or right. It's not about who can yell the loudest. It's about whether people can afford to live in the state they call home. A state where you can afford your health care, where your kids can learn a skill and stay close to home, where a good day's work earns a good day's pay.
Barnes served a term as lieutenant governor under Governor Tony Evers. He ran for U.S. Senate in 2022, but lost by over 26,000 votes to incumbent Republican Senator Ron Johnson. Before making this announcement, there was some pushback from liberals who say Barnes lost a statewide race he should have won. The Milwaukee Courier, Wisconsin's oldest Black-owned newspaper, published a story in October titled, in part, "We Can't Risk Another Mandela Barnes Loss." Barnes joins a crowded field of candidates for governor in the Democratic primary. That includes the current Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, State Rep Francesca Hong, State Senator Kelda Royce, former Economic Development Head Missy Hughes, college student Zachary Roper, and former State Rep Brett Halsey. Three Republicans have declared a run for governor, Congressman Tom Tiffany, Washington County Executive Josh Showman, and medical technician Andy Mansky. As of right now, both parties will have primaries next August. The latest Marquette poll shows most Wisconsinites aren't choosing a candidate just yet. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Based in Green Bay, the largest bank headquartered in Wisconsin has just gotten even bigger. Associated Bancorp announced this week that it's acquiring American National Corporation in a $604 million merger. American National operates 33 branches across Nebraska, Minnesota, and Iowa. The partnership means Associated will become the second largest bank in the Omaha metro area and will be number 10 in the Twin Cities. The deal is expected to close in the second quarter of 2026. If you shop at Woodman's and have a gallon of fat-free milk in the fridge, check the brand. Prairie Farms has recalled thousands of gallons of milk sold at Woodman's in Wisconsin and Illinois. The company says the milk may be contaminated with cleaning agents. About 320 gallons had been sold before they discovered the problem. The milk will have a pink label and a pink cap, and the FDA has information on the specific codes, plant, and date to check for.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Preparing for a big game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers and Bears getting ready for a now important face-off Sunday at 3:25 for control of the NFC North. The Bears in first place, having won five in a row, but Chicago quarterback Caleb Williams downplaying the hype.
You know, we have no expectation other than to go in, work hard, give our best effort on Sundays, try and come out victorious. Other than that, you know, the outside noise, everybody's expectations, everybody's thoughts, everybody, you know, we could care less.
How much has Caleb Williams improved in his second year? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's done a great job. He's playing, he's kind of like a magician back there in terms of his escapability.
NBA, the Bucks at home tonight against the first-place Detroit Pistons. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the last-place Wizards. Giannis Antetokounmpo over the weekend erasing nearly any references to the Bucks or Milwaukee on his social media accounts, including Twitter and Instagram, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Light snow will end later this morning, then gradual clearing as we make our way through the afternoon. We'll hit our high in the mid-20s around noon, and then temps will fall into the mid-teens by later today. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, down to 1 below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 11. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.